B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. To celebrate one more time, we're going to go to Mobile, Alabama. Talk to our friend, Mr. Sam Fortier, the pride of Syracuse. Sammy, what's going on, buddy? Oh, that's not him.
Oh.
Sammy, you there?
Yeah, you guys put me on?
Yeah, no, I hit the wrong button. Sorry, dude. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well, man. It's they're setting up the Mardi Gras parade in Mobile, Alabama, which apparently is the birthplace of Mardi Gras, according to Mobile. So you learn something new every day.
I do not believe them.
I think they're making up a lie.
Yeah.
And look, and if they did, if it was the birthplace, they sure lost it real quick.
Does that? I'd like to ask a quick question that is off topic. If they're setting up the parade, does that mean next Tuesday is Fat Tuesday?
I'm not exactly sure how that works.
I think it is.
But
if next Tuesday is Fat Tuesday and we're out in Arizona, CK might want to line up a replacement for Wednesday morning. Are you going to Arizona, Sammy?
I am not. I'm letting my esteemed colleagues take that one.
Well, we talked to your esteemed colleague yesterday, I think, Nikki, about her 19-hour commute to Mobile. Tell me you made it to Mobile, Alabama in fewer than 19 hours.
I had a 3-hour delay at DCA, but it was nothing quite that bad. Flew into Pensacola, drove over. I mean, honestly, man, I'm still scarred from it. Took me 3 days to get from DC to San Francisco for that Christmas Eve game. So anything less than that, I'm cool with.
Three days?
Dude, he was stuck in Denver for 2 days, right?
He got stuck in Denver, and then Mitch got stuck in Chicago coming back, right?
Yep, Mitch's commute was way better than his.
Oh, wow.
But, Sam, what did you learn from that? What did you learn about about having a stop going to the West Coast?
Yeah, especially during Christmas, I shouldn't have been stopping in Denver. That was a total unforced error.
They got weed stores here, Sam. You don't have to go to Denver for that stuff. All right, so talking with Sam Fortier, Washington Post. He's been covering the Commanders and just the NFL in general down at the Senior Bowl all week. Before we get Commander specific, there are always guys that have a great week in Mobile that really help their draft position. Has anybody stood out for you?
Yeah, I think that there are always going to be, you know, kind of those names like DeMarvius Overshown, the Texas linebacker, I thought, you know, looked pretty athletic. Tajay Sharp, the Tulane running back, had a good week. I mean, not necessarily, you know, positions that I think that the Commanders are looking at, but those are some of the dudes, you know, Xavier, I forget his last name, the Iowa State wide receiver, he had a pretty good week. So those are some of the guys that coming out, you know, you say, hey, you know, those guys might pop, you know, for other teams or, you know, maybe for the Commanders at some point in the draft.
Who's been the most impressive for the positions that you think the Commanders are looking at?
Oh, well, Mitch, it's so funny you say that because I actually brought some bars to summarize.
All right.
Oh, give me a
there you go.
Lamp,
there
Phil.
You go.
Sammy's ready to drop bars.
And I got to dedicate this to Flo Milli, a rapper from Mobile, Alabama, who I enjoy. So shout out to her.
All right.
Commander's big need this April is blinding. Marty's up front to see the O-lineman. Couple good prospects, a Buckeye, a Terp. Buckle up, fellas. Mock drafts go berserk.
Oh, shucks.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Jeff didn't even hear that, man. Jeff wasn't even on the airway. What's up with him, man?
Jeff.
He always does this when I come on.
Sam is a better rapper than you.
I think he's afraid of you, Sam. Hey. He gets scared.
Let's sign him then. we just going to sign a moneymaker. That's it.
Now, I don't know if his Washington Post contract will allow him to sign with Knuckle Up Records, but do you want to check that out on your end, Sammy, and get back to us?
Oh, I can definitely have my people call your people.
All right, good. So, having done Mobile a few times, I know how it works. You watch the young players during the day, but there's plenty of stuff going on after practice where you're trying to gather information and just get an idea of directions for the organization. What do you think's happening at quarterback? What do you think's happening at offensive coordinator for the Commanders?
I think offensive coordinator is in a holding pattern until they get to talk to Eric Bieniemy. So I think that's a little bit on hold. Obviously, Ron Rivera, you know, driving over to San Francisco to talk to Anthony Lynn. I think, you know, they're making some marginal progress there. But in terms of quarterback, like, I still think they're going to stick with Sam Howell. I think that's the, you know, my sense of being here and kind of talking to guys. The quarterback prospects here were not impressive at all, and I don't think that they'd be in position in the draft, you know, to go get one of the two obvious upgrades to me, which is Stroud and Bryce Young. I don't see them taking a chance on a guy like Will Levis. And so to me, like, unless Derek Carr comes available for a price that you're, you know, comfortable with, I just don't see, you know, maybe you want to sign Garoppolo, you know, to compete with Howell, but I don't see them going out and getting someone to clearly usurp Howell, you know, in the next 4 or 5 months.
Hey, man, you better watch it. That Yorkie going to get you.
I thought I was cool out here, but apparently I made him mad.
And Yorkie said, hold on. Because I'm small, you going to just come close to my yard?
Sam, B and I were talking about this. There was a Bill Barnwell piece, I think this morning, but certainly this week, talking about the need for quarterback in Washington. I don't see a big move coming. I don't think there's a pick coming. I don't think there's a highly touted veteran getting signed. Any of the Rodgers, Lamar stuff is complete nonsense. They don't have the money. I really do think there's a chance they roll with Howell. How much of a offensive line overhaul are you expecting? And kind of specifically, if you look to the left side, Norwell and Leno seem to be the two that have the most chance of coming back, both contractually and perhaps play level. What do you think this O-line looks like in whatever the heck, 6-7 months?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I think that's what they were looking at down here, right? Like, Marty Herney and Martin Mayhew and the scouts were pretty locked in on that position group. They looked at some DBs, too. I don't think that class was as strong. But in terms of O-line, I think there's a lot of guys to like down here, particularly, you know, if you do really want to be a run-first offense, which I'm still skeptical of. But if you do want to do that, there are some really good run blockers. The kid out of Minnesota, John Michael Schmidt, in particular, looked athletic. Like he could be a piece for them at center. But you're talking about left side. I think Leno will be there at left tackle. I think we could see Chris Paul replace Norwell, whether he's a cap casualty or, you know, a backup. I think that, you know, they want youth at that position. I think center, you're probably looking at one through the draft. You're probably not looking at Roulier. And then right tackle, right guard, to me, is where do you see Sam Cosmi fitting into the future? If you take that Dallas game, you're probably talking about him at right tackle, and then it's, okay, who do we want at right guard? And it's probably not a first-round pick that you're spending on it, but this is a good offensive line class, and I think in the second and third round, whether you know, you're talking about Cody Mock out of North Dakota State, you know, or you could go tackle and fly Cosmi inside, you know, Ohio State, DeJuan Jones, the UMD kid, Jalen Duncan, like those are all options I think that would make a lot of sense for them in the middle rounds.
After offensive line, what do you think is the most important position to go after?
Corner, for me, just because I think you need someone opposite Benjamin St. Juice. After Will Jack got traded, they really didn't have someone step up consistently. I think you could put Kendall inside. I think that, you know, you need a third guy, I should say. And then I think tight end is also going to be a big need. There were a couple of good ones here. I know they have a good young room, and I know they like, you know, Armani Rogers and Curtis Hodges and those guys, but I think you could use another one, particularly if Logan Thomas doesn't come back.
It's going to be interesting what they do because they have a ton of holes. Do you feel like most that the ownership situation is just going to make this a fairly muted offseason?
Yeah, I mean, that is the thing that I keep going back and forth about. Because, like, on one hand, it's like you saw the Nats, you saw, like, what ownership paralysis can do. Why would, you know, Dan Snyder sign any, you know, significant checks while he's in the process of selling the team? But then there's that argument of, you know, hey, for a $6-plus billion transaction, are you really getting hung up on, you know, a $10 million year or, you know, a 30-over-3, you know, deal for you know, a piece that would help the football department? I don't know. I don't have clarity on that situation, but I keep going back and forth. What do you think?
I'll answer your question with a question. How much do you think it would cost to pave the media parking lot outside of the gate?
Fair enough.
What does that cost, B? You know the area I'm talking about. $20,000?
Probably a little more than that.
I don't know the going rate for paving.
It may be a little bit more than that, but you know what? It's nothing that's going to harm them. It's going to hurt them.
Let's say it's $50,000.
Yeah, easily.
the first thing people drive up when they
see... They don't have to pave it. They can just put the, what's it called over there? The asphalt. That's cheaper.
Asphalt, sure, whatever it is.
Yeah.
The first thing people see when they pull into Commander's Park is a bunch of cars parked in the grass. Wouldn't you want to fix that?
When it's grass.
Yeah, sometimes it's just parked in the mud.
Mud.
So whenever people are like, oh, you know, this is a $1 billion transaction, you can't think they're worried about a couple bucks. I don't know.
In the same vein, I was talking to somebody who used to work for Washington down here the other day, and I was not aware that before they had the bubble to practice indoors, the team would practice in Dan Snyder's, like, private airplane hangar, and there was, like, oil on the ground, and it was, like, you go through walk through there on, like, bad days. I was not aware.
Over by Dulles,
like,
right?
Situation. Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea.
What do you think happens with Payne?
Right now, like, the likeliest situation to me feels like the franchise tag. It's reasonable enough. You keep your two dudes inside, which is, you know, for a coach who's going to be coaching for his job, like, you want to pull all the levers you can to give yourself the best chance on the field. I think we could see in the draft, like, you know, you them go for, you know, a lot of seniors again like they did last year, because this team needs to win and improve now, right? But in terms of Payne, like, that is my explanation for why I think ultimately it's the franchise tag, because they can't give him a long-term deal, but I don't think they want to lose him.
How do you think Duran's going to respond to the tag?
I really think if you're not trying to give him a long-term deal, let him go now. Be done with it.
If you're Ron and you can keep him, like, why wouldn't you do that? You know,
I'm not saying Ron. I'm saying, how do you think Duran's going to feel about the tag?
Oh yeah, I mean, every player, like we saw this with Devontae Adams. Like, the players hate the tag, and justifiably so. But if the team has that lever available, why wouldn't they pull it?
Yeah, you're right. Appreciate the bars. Tweet those out or text me, and I'll tweet them out. Those were great.
Thank you guys for having me, as always.
All right, man. Thank you, Sammy. Safe trip home. I hope you, no delays. Delay free.
Yeah, don't jinx me, man. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Good luck. That's our boy Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. Give him a follow at Sam4TR on Twitter. When we come back, we're giving away more Wizards tickets. Seriously.